Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Riverside at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Brother Davis, and I'm very pleased to be able to do this broadcast. I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today, and we certainly hope and pray that everything is going well with him as we continue on this journey with Let's Face the Issues. We are going to attempt to speak with you on today concerning Jesus Christ. What child is this? Who is Jesus? Who is he to you? We're going to share these truths coming from the Word of God, for we believe in the Bible as being the inerrant, infallible Word of God as revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but as we celebrate this Christmas season that we are now going to observe in the next coming few weeks, Jesus is the reason for the season. So as long as we keep our attention focused on the fact that Jesus Christ was sent into this world to die on the cross for our sins, then truly we ought to give God the praise even the more. Because at this time, we don't know if it was December the 25th. I know that's the time we set aside to observe. And I realize that this time may have been recorded somewhere in history. But still yet, the fact that he came, that's what's most important for us as the blood-washed, born-again believers of the Church of Jesus Christ. The truth as revealed in the Word of God, for Jesus said in his holy word, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." He also went on further to say, "I am truth." And he said unto the Father, "Thy word is truth." So we thank God that even in his high priestly prayer in St. John chapter 17, he asked the Father to sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. So if we stand on the word of God on today, we realize that we cannot make any mistakes as long as we obey what's written there as commanded to the believers, the blood-washed, born-again people of God. Amen. We can continue to glorify God. For he said in his holy word, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me." Truly, I want to say good morning. Amen. Again, to my bride of 37 years, and all of the faithful people that listen to us from day to day, all of the ones that are listening by way of internet, and all of you that are listening locally, I want to say good morning to all of my friends in blue this morning, Captain Wesley Green, and all of the other faithful men that serve us in the city of Folkestone, Georgia, the EMTs, and everyone else. We thank you for your service. We thank God for our veterans that faithfully put their lives on the line, that fight for this country, that we might enjoy the freedom that we have. Thank God for you on today. Thank you for your service as well. And we hope and pray that God will continue to bless and keep you as we continue on in his word as we live through life. Thank God for all of you that have tuned in on today, near and far. Thank God for my friend down at Bennett Chevrolet down in Kingsland, Georgia. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. I may not call your name on today, but each and every time the country boy comes in contact with someone, they tell me how much they enjoy Let's Face the Issues. So thank you so much for being a faithful listener and a supporter as well. Let me remind you that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you are looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you are an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you may need. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road, just look for the flagpole with Old Glory, the United States flag, flying high. And at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. They have a website that you can go on, toolsforatime.com, toolsforatime.com. So certainly we thank God for them on today. Again, we're going to attempt to speak with you concerning Jesus Christ. What child is this? We are getting ready to observe the Christmas season, and certainly we thank God for the privilege of being able to come together with family and friends and enjoy the season. But again, let us not get caught up in the gifts, in the decorations, in the sitting down and having a Christmas meal, or whatever we might do when we get ready to celebrate Christmas, because Christ is the reason for the season. Lest I forget, let me remind you that the number today is 904-831-0917. If you desire to call us and let us know. What does Jesus, who is Jesus? What does the meaning of Christmas mean to you? What child is this? What do you know about Jesus Christ? Is he your Savior? Have you been born again? Let me advise you, if you have not accepted Christ on today, do so at your earliest convenience, for time is winding up. Bible let us know that we're living in the last days and the Lord is soon to come. So he told us when he comes back, wherever I find you, I'm going to appoint you your portion. And I don't know about you, but I want my portion to be a good portion, because the most fearful word that we can ever expect to hear is, depart from me, I never knew you. Your work was done in iniquity. So we thank and praise God for the fact that Christ died on the cross for our sins, and when he returns, he's coming back for a ready church, a church without blemish and without spot. So again, we thank God for that. What child is this? Who is Jesus Christ? First, let me start off by talking about Christmas, amen, because we're getting ready to go into that season, and we understand that we celebrate that because this is the time that we say that Christ was born. But let me share a few words with you about the Christmas, the meaning of Christmas to believers. The word Christmas is not found anywhere in Scripture. The word Christmas, or the true meaning of Christmas, is a phrase that began to appear in the mid-19th century when a shift toward a more secular culture resulted in a national backlash. But for Christians, the true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of the Savior, Jesus Christ. The Christmas season, especially in the West, is a mix of pre-Christian, Christian, and secular traditions. And what's interesting is the etymology of the word Christmas, or what it means. It literally means Christian Mass. It's a shortened form of Christ's Mass. For the Christian, Christmas is a time of spiritual reflection on the important foundations of the Christian faith. It's also a celebration. It's when Christians celebrate God's love for the world through the birth of the Christ child, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what child is this? As we search down through the scriptures, we see in Matthew chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus asked the disciples a question. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? And in Matthew 27, verse 22, he said, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? So, when we look at those two portions of Scripture, people were still discussing the fact of who Jesus Christ is or were. Who is he to you? Give us a call today, 904-831-0917. That's the number you can call if you want to share any thoughts with us on today about Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us of his birth hundreds of years before fulfilling many biblical prophecies. The Christmas story is recorded in Luke chapter 2, verse 4 through 19. Jesus was born in order to pay the price for the things we have done wrong. And when we look at sin, we have to understand that no sin is going into heaven. So when we think about the Christmas season and we think about the birth of Christ, we have a reason to celebrate the more. And listen, we shouldn't have to wait until the holiday to give God the praise. If you are a Christian on today, you should be living a lifestyle of praise. Every morning when you see the sunrise, you ought to realize that you are blessed again just to be alive. And I thank God for that. I don't know about you, but the country boy is very grateful. Each and every morning, I'm allowed to get up and put one foot before the other. I realize that it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God Almighty. Praise God. Jesus was born in order to pay the price for the things we have done wrong. When we look at God, how he sent his only son to be the atonement for all our sins so that we would not be separated from God, without Jesus, we would all die for our sins. So what child is this? Who is Jesus Christ? He is the light of the world. He is the savior of the world. We inherited our first sinful nature from the first human beings God created, Adam and Eve. While being fully God and yet fully man, Jesus came into the world as an infant to save us all. So God sent a child born in a lowly manger. The Bible said there was no room for them in the inn. How about you? Do you have any room in your heart for him on today? Have you set aside a personal reason for yourself? What does it mean to you to have Christ as your Savior and Lord? 904-831-0917. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about Jesus Christ. Are you grateful to be saved? I don't know about you, but I certainly am. And I enjoy, amen, living the saved life each and every day. Although people worldwide celebrate Christ's birth on December 25th, it was likely that he was born on a different month and date. The church in the 4th century chose December 25th as it coordinated with the solstice on the Roman calendar. Now, these are just facts, just some research that I have done concerning December the 25th and the birth of the Savior and who Jesus Christ is. What child is this? Who is this that God sent into the world to die on the cross for our sins? Why was he born in the first beginning? The scripture answers many questions concerning that. So for you on today, if those questions have not been answered, check the book. Read the instruction manual. Read the information provided. I thank God today for my personal copy, amen, of his word, because anytime I have a problem, anytime I have a question, anytime I need to know anything about God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit, I can turn through the pages of scripture and find the answers that I need. Thank God for that. Amen. For Christians, the true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of the Savior, Jesus Christ. We know that through belief in Christ, we are daughters and sons of God. Again, pointing back to the scripture, St. John chapter 1, and when you go down to verses 1 through 10, it tells us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So I thank God, amen, that not only did he provide us with his Son, but he provided us with his Spirit to lead us and guide us in the way so that we don't have to yield to sin. We have to realize on today that God Almighty is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he's everywhere present. Anytime we need him, all we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus. Now, I heard somebody say a long time ago, two women of the gospel, amen, were talking one day, and they said that he didn't need a name. No, he didn't, because Jesus already knows who he is. But I thank God for our own good that he gave Jesus Christ a name, and that name has a meaning. Jesus, when we look at Jesus, amen, he is the Son of God. And when we look at Christ, that means he is the anointed one. God gave him the anointing because that anointing destroys every yoke. And when you call upon the name of Jesus, that word means savior, or that God saves. He will save your soul. And I don't know about you, but I thank God I just celebrated on last week, November the 29th, because back in 1985, I went down on my knees and called upon his name. And I invited him into my life. And I thank and praise him that ever since that day, my life has not been the same. I thank God for the changes that he has made in my life. He has made me a better person simply because he sent that child into the world, amen, to die for my sins. And I thank and praise God for that on today. Praise God. I believe I have a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Pastor Davis. Pastor Davis, thank you very much for your you hosting Dr. Youngblood's radio program today. Who is Jesus, right?
Amen. Amen.
Yeshua, according to the scriptures, is the Son of Man and the Son of God. So how can it be both? Well, in past times, eternity, the scriptures say in Psalm 2:7 that in past times, eternity, Yahuwah said, I will declare the decree. I will declare the decree. This day have I begotten thee. So in past times, eternity, the Father gave birth to Yeshua, the only born Son of God, before anything was made that was made. And this is in Psalm 2:7. I'll declare the decree. Yahuwah, the Father, has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. So in past times eternity, the Father gave birth to Yeshua before anything was made that was made. And that goes in according with the word, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the God, and the Word was God, because he came from the own genetic substance and makeup of the Father, the immortal, self-existing, always existing God, Father Yahweh. And Yeshua said to pray to the Father. So he is all the Son of God. Then he came down in the and into the form of a man through the virgin birth of Mary. And that's how he's called Amen. The Son of Man. And that's how he's called the Son of Man, because he took on the own sinful flesh, all the sinful flesh that we have. He took that upon him, being without sin, with the same temptations, the same sexual temptations, all the temptations, and he took that upon him and overcame it all. He overcame the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. He overcame it all and died on the cross for our sins as the sinless Son of Man, who is God in the flesh.
Amen.
And that who is Yeshua Amen. Is to Thank- me. And the word also says that our God is the God of deliverance. And our God is the God of deliverance. He delivers us from our sins and from pornography. And one thing I want to make out, I want everybody to watch the documentary, Addicted to Porn, because it's destroying our people and our nation. Addicted to Porn. It's called documentary Addicted to Porn. It's destroying our country, our nation, our people. And this thing needs to be eradicated, spoken against, and stopped, because it's the highest form of idolatry. God is highly against all idolatry. Thou shalt have no gods before me, the commandment. And this is a scourge and a destruction upon us. And thank you for your time, brother, Pastor Davis.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Kevin, for your call and for your comments. I certainly hope and pray that each and every believer that is listening on today would be edified, amen, and that the name of God will be glorified, because certainly, amen, these types of sins should not be once named amongst us as becometh saints. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, give him first place. Listen, God will not take a second seat to anyone. He's either going to be first, or he's going to be God of all, or he's not going to be God at all. So certainly, I don't know about you, but you need to make that decision on today. What's more important for your life? I believe, amen, on the program, one of the other programs that we had previously, that Dr. Younger pulled up a survey on how many Christians, or what's the percentage of Christians in the world that believe on Christ, and the sins that are being committed in the church. And I believe he read something, I believe the number was over 50% in the church that are leading the world in problems in the area of pornography. Listen, we are leading the world in the wrong area. We should be leading them to Christ, just like Brother Kevin said. We need to separate ourselves from the things of the flesh, because we have to realize, amen, that this flesh is one of our greatest enemies. Listen, we say that the devil is the enemy, and we know that's true. But in many cases, we become our own greatest enemy simply because we don't submit to God. Listen, when we go to Romans chapter 13, it says resist the devil and that he will flee from you. But it says prior to that, in that same verse, submit to God. So listen, if you don't submit to God first, the devil is not going to flee. But you have to submit to God in order to give him full authority over your life in every area. And listen, there should be no areas in your life where there's a sign sticking up in the ground that says, off limits to God. God, you can take this part, but I can handle this part. No, 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 no. God should be handling and being responsible for every area of your life. There's nothing too big and nothing too small or nothing so unimportant about you that God is not interested in. He's interested in the whole being. Christ died to redeem the whole being, spirit, soul, and body. So again, he's either going to be God of all, or he's not going to be God at all. Listen, we're going to attempt to cover many areas today concerning Jesus Christ, but I believe that we're going to be out of time before we are out of word. But I thank God for the opportunity just to be able to share a little bit of this word on today, because I know we can never do it all in one day or in one setting. We could preach the word until we are blue in the face or until the sheep come home. But we have to realize on today that no matter what we say, no matter what we do, we ought to do all to the honor and glory of God. And I thank you for that, Brother Kevin, because there are many Christians that say, oh, I just have a little problem here, or that's just a habit. I know him to be a habit breaker. I don't care what your problem is. If you got a problem with smoking, if you got a problem with drinking, if you got a problem with pornography, I don't care what the problem is. God is able. Our God will fight for us. So we have to understand that. Once we get that understanding in our pea brains on today, because sometimes we raise ourselves to a level to where we get so high above God until he can't do anything for us. I can remember a portion of scripture that said when Jesus went to a certain area, he wanted to work miracles, but because there was unbelief there, he could not do any miracles for them. Don't get yourself in that position. Don't get it to where God can't do anything for you. We all, everybody living in this world, if you are on planet Earth, all of us need Jesus Christ. That is the reason why God sent him. I'm a firm believer on today. I don't know what the exact number of people is on the face of the earth, but I believe that God has just that many seats in heaven. If he wanted to evacuate planet Earth and give everyone a seat, there is a place for you. So, for that reason, listen, my friend, don't miss out on what God has for you. Separate yourself from the things of the flesh that God may get the glory out of your life. Certainly, when I look back at my own life, and as I've told you, November the 29th, I celebrated 38 years of being in Christ Jesus. I realized that prior to that time, I was a wretch undone without Christ. Oh, I thought I was living a good life. I thought I had it made. I thought I was partying and getting the good, all the best that life could ever offer. But I came to understand once I came to Jesus Christ, what a wretch undone I was. I was not fit to live and I was not fit to die. But I have to realize on today still yet that if it had not been for Jesus, I don't know where I would have been or what I would have done. Oh, yes, I do. In a sense, I do. I do know where I would have been. If I would have died without Christ in my life, I would have ended up in a devil's hell. My friend, it's not worth it for you to go there. And so I thank God again for Brother Kevin speaking, amen, about Jesus Christ. And I believe I want to give you a reference on today to Dr. Youngblood's book, The Impeccability of Jesus Christ. If you want to go to conservative.edu and click on the bookstore, I believe you can find that book listed there. Amen. I recommend that book to you on today, The Impeccability of Jesus Christ. He was not 50% God and 50% man. He was 100% God and 100% man. He came here as a man in the flesh. The Bible says he was tempted in all points just as we are, but yet he was without sin. How did he do that? When you go to Matthew chapter 4, the scripture lets us know that when Jesus Christ was tempted by the devil, the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tempted. So again, it was through the leading of the Spirit and through knowing the Word of God that Christ was able to overcome all the temptation that the devil had to throw his way. So let me remind you on today, 904-831-0917. That's our number. If you want to call us, amen, give us, amen, any questions or comments. Who is Jesus Christ? What child is this? And we're talking, amen, about Christmas, amen, the reason for the season, and why we celebrate this time as being the birth, amen, of our Savior Jesus Christ into the world. For Christians, the true meaning of Christmas is the celebration of the Savior Jesus Christ. We know that through belief in Christ, we are the daughters and sons of God. Heaven will one day be our home. Perhaps this will help you look at the Christmas season differently this year. A chance to truly take in the wonder and awe of the season. Christmas is very important to many Christians because it reminds them that Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth for all people, symbolized through the visits of the wise men and the shepherds. So again, if you go to the book of Luke, and I believe that's in chapter 2, it will tell you the Christmas story, how the shepherds, through following the star that they saw, until it came and stood right over where the young child was. And again, I remind you, he was a young child by the time they found him. So that lets me know it might have taken them some years. Yet and still, they did not give up. My friend, maybe you have not found Jesus Christ. Maybe you have not found out all the truths you need to know in order to be convinced to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't stop right here. You keep on going until you find all that you need, because I guarantee you the end result will be you will find out that Jesus is all right. Amen. And that, amen, he is the Savior of the whole world. Amen. Mary and Joseph both had a strong faith in God despite the difficulties they faced. So this is a time of great love, for we can show one another that same great love that God has showed to us through sending his Son to be our Savior. Again, when we look at John 3 and 16, the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we look at the book of Galatians chapter 4, and I believe that's verse number 4, it said, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. So, you know, I thank God when we look at all those truths that I just read out to you concerning the Word of God, why he sent his Son in the first place, and why we should be giving him all the praise, honor, and glory that we can as long as we live, especially we who are of the household of faith. It's high time that we get together, just like other people do in the world when they celebrate. Christians come together and give God the praise. Praise God. We're getting ready for the top of the hour news break at this time. Come back and join us after the news break. Stay there. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.